So welcome back, everyone. Today, we've got a really fascinating episode for you. We're diving into a topic that not only highlights the incredible strength and resilience of Celine Dion, but also sheds light on a rare medical condition called stiff person syndrome. And oh boy, if you haven't heard about this yet, it's kind of a wild ride. You know, Celine's been known for her powerful voice and incredible performances, but her recent battle with this syndrome has shown a whole different side of her. So let's talk about what stiff person syndrome actually is. Imagine having muscles that become so rigid that it feels like a statue.
Whoa, wait, like a statue? That sounds intense. So is it like when you're trying to move but your body just locks up? How does that even happen?
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. It's an autoimmune disorder where your body's immune system mistakenly attacks the parts of your nervous system responsible for controlling muscle movement. It's like your body is fighting against itself. Every time Celine would try to perform, her muscles would stiffen uncontrollably, like a puppet with strings that get tangled up.
Wow, that's super trippy. I can't imagine how frustrating that would be for someone whose whole life revolves around their performances. Did she, like, lose her ability to perform?
Well, she did have to step back from the stage for a while, and that was a huge deal. She described it as feeling trapped in her own body, much like a bird in a cage. But what's incredible is how she's using her platform to educate others about the condition. It's like turning a personal struggle into a beacon of hope.
That's really powerful. I feel like a lot of celebrities go through things like this but don't really talk about it. Do you think it's important for them to share these struggles?
Absolutely. When someone like Celine shares their story, it not only raises awareness, but also inspires countless others. Take The Rock, for instance. He's really open about his mental health struggles. This kind of openness makes it feel a little less scary for people dealing with their own battles.
Right, like, they're all human too. So what's the treatment like for something as wild as stiff person syndrome? I mean, can she get back to performing?
Great question. The treatment often involves medications to help control muscle stiffness and pain, like anti-anxiety meds and immunotherapy. But you know, it's not just about the physical side. Mental resilience plays a huge role. Celine's story shows us it's a blend of medical intervention and psychological stamina. Imagine being like a marathon runner. You can't just train your body, you've got to train your mind too.
Oh, I love that analogy. I can sort of picture her like running this mental marathon while dealing with her body acting out. But does she do anything else, like meditation or yoga?
Yes! She's actually talked about incorporating those practices, which is fascinating. Yoga and meditation help her to regain some control and manage stress, kind of like finding calm in the eye of a storm, you know?
So I guess in a way it's about, being a warrior in her own right. But can you imagine the visuals? Celine Dion, standing in a yoga pose, serenading her way through a stiff episode?
Haha, I can see it now. Hold that downward dog while I hit this high note. It's a pretty wild image, but it brings light to how she's definitely refusing to be defined by this condition.
Seriously. So, what do you think the takeaway is for us as listeners? Like, how can we apply her resilience to our own lives?
That's a profound question. I think it's all about recognizing our personal battles, whatever they may be, and finding strength in vulnerability. It's learning to seek help and be open about what we're going through. Just like Celine, we might be able to turn our struggles into something beautiful.
Wow, I love that. So it's basically like using your pain to construct a bridge to your own success?
Exactly. It may not be an easy path, but with resilience, we can build that bridge one stone at a time. And who knows, maybe we'll even find a way to perform on it, just like Celine did.
That's brilliant. I mean, I can't wait to share this story with others. I wonder how many other artists are actually dealing with these hidden battles and still shine so bright.
You'd be surprised. Many artists channel their struggles into their art, creating something beautiful from their pain. It's a testament to the human spirit.
Wow, I can't wait to dive deeper into that. Some stories must be truly inspiring.